The first thing that we need to talk about is the layout of the song. We start off with this section A, and that's where we have that theme. And that will be measures 1 through 13. And then at measure 14, we get what we call section A1. The theme reappears, but now it's in a different key. And A1 will be measures 14 through 25. And then at 26, we get a new theme. And that's at measure 26, section B. This will take us through measure 34. Then at measure 35, we get another section A again. We'll call this one A2. And it will be measures 35 through 52, which means it will take us to the end of the song. Okay, let's start working on this song. So now we're at section A, which is measures 1 through 13. Here are its first four measures. So this is all our right hand. We're starting on the A above middle C right hand with finger 1. That'll get 2 counts. Then we'll hit it again and then step up to the B. And then we go to the C sharp above that, give it 2 counts. 1, 2, back down to the A with finger 1. It gets 2 counts as well. Then we go up to the D above that under finger 4. It gets 3 counts. 1, 2, 3. And on the fourth beat, we'll play the C sharp again with finger 3. And then let's go back to the A with finger 1. It gets 1 count, and then I step right up to the B with finger 2, and it gets the remaining 3 counts of that measure. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And let me point out we are in the key of A, at least for these first 9 measures, which means we'll expect all the Fs, Cs, and Gs to be sharp. But then when we get to measure 10, it goes to the key of D, which is only 2 sharps, Fs and Cs. So that's the first 4 measures. Let's take a look at another batch. Now let's take a look at 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 as a group. Then we'll break them down one at a time. So at measure 5, the left hand starts off with the A2 below middle C with the 5th, sustained pedal up and down. Next, left hand play the E above that A with finger 2, and then I need the A above that with finger 1. With it right hand,